It's easy to pick Louis Hoffer out of the crowd when he visits the Tamayo House every Wednesday, and not just because he's a big, outgoing guy. It's because of what he brings to the place, which is a transitional home for young people who are leaving foster care.
I'm the adult friend. I have been there now just over 2 years. I have some young people that I haven't gone beyond hello with. And others, it took about a couple of months till they warmed up, and now we're friends. They look forward, I guess, to my visit, and we talk about all sorts of stuff.
And that's when his real work there kicks in.
My agenda is just anything I can do to help them become successful. Those that talk to me have an issue or a problem, and they try to get the advice from their peers, which is not the best advice to go with. I try to say, what would an adult do in your situation? You're mad at the guy, don't go punch him in the face. Don't think about that. And I try to do little changes to give them some empowerment in what they do.
Such as a framework for thoughtful decision-making.
I carry with me a little pad. I haven't had the opportunity to use it often enough, but it's how to make a decision. You know, what's the problem? What are the goals? What are the pros and cons? And you can work through it because they've never think beyond, I want this, I do this. Or I have a problem with another person here. How do I deal with that? I want to give them access that there are tools out there that they can tap into. They can ask me and I can give them a possible plan.
Mostly, Louis says, he makes suggestions, gently offering a different way to think about things the kids may be facing.
Some of these young people don't have a good model to say, what else could I do? So they just keep repeating the patterns that they've learned, which are not productive, not healthy necessarily, not successful, but they don't have an alternative. I don't say that I'm going to tell you what to do, because if I tell them, it's just like another teacher, another part of the system, or foster care, or whatever you came from. No, you have to see it for yourself. You have to try something different. And if it's successful, maybe you'll continue to do that.
Hopfer made a 5-year commitment to Social Advocates for Youth and the 18 to 24-year-old kids at the agency's Tamayo House. As his presence becomes more accepted and welcomed there, he's looking for opportunities to quietly exert a potential long-term influence.
Some of them hold themselves back. They can't go in for a job with a big resume because most young people don't have resumes. And they can't give 57 great things they did while at school because many of them have been school after school after school. So how do you present yourself? They're going to be interviewing for a job and there's 50 people there and some very successful high school graduates and you. How do you stand above them for the job? You can go in and take over the interview by telling just enough about you to make them want to interview again or hire you.
These ideas, often new to the recipient, are offered casually. At least that's how it appears.
Every conversation is not casual for me. It may seem casual. I'm friendly, but I'm always saying, what little lesson can I push for them? How can I say things in a way that they'll appreciate it, but I'm talking to them as an adult?
In recognition of his volunteerism there, Louis Hoffer is being honored with one of the Good Samaritan Awards from the local chapter of the American Red Cross at their annual Real Heroes Breakfast Thursday morning. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.